again, you go down to Coach Watt, and he breaks down the percentages, and the Shelkey kid hits three threes, and that's how they got the big lead. Kisker kid, we knew he was going to get his points, and obviously he did. He had 24 points as a game-leading scorer, and Corbin Horner, again, did a great job on, you know, like I said, arguably one of the best athletes in Southwest Nebraska in Drew Scott, and did a great job of playing defense on him, and then we Unrein.
Yeah.
And we held him down, and he was a leading scorer the last time we played him. And so, you know, we tried to take their big three away, and I thought we did a really good job, and Shilkey got in foul trouble, and we came out that second half just roaring, and Katie barred the door because the Tigers were roaring, coming.
And Keenan Gaston is also a guy that you got to look out for. He can have big nights, too.
Absolutely, and that was one of the big three, and I thought we did a really good job. I think we held him to 4 or 5 points. Six points. Can't do math.
Seriously, remembers all those numbers all the time.
Like, must be a banker, I think.
Yeah. But no, it was 17, because Marcus sent me the 17-11 after the first, and you came back, had a 1-point lead at halftime.
Yep.
But then you started to get things rolling second half.
Right, and we did, and I think we had a 20-point lead going in the third quarter, going in the fourth quarter, and just kind of maintained that. And you know, we shortened our rotation a little bit, and you know, everybody plays a role on the team, whether it's a cheerleader, whether it's a player, whether it's working hard to make us better or giving us 10 seconds or a minute. And so that's what makes our team so good. We're sharing the ball really well, and I'm glad where we're at. I'm proud of these boys, and I'm glad what they've accomplished.
The pairings came out and everything. I know you guys were crunching numbers, I'm sure, after the game and seeing what was going to happen after everything came out. You're going to be playing Humphrey, Lindsay, Holy Family, 5 versus 12, and that's a great program too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They've won 3 out of the last 4 state championships, the last 2 in a row. They're coming down from C2 to D1, and they've got one returning starter from that team, and then they've got 4 role players are on that team, so they know how to play. Joe Hesse, who was at Wallace, Nebraska, who happened to be student teaching at Dundee County, Stratton. So there's a little bit of flavor there. Their superintendent was a former player of mine, and he was the king of shooting threes for me, so he likes to take that claim. But so there's going to be a little bit of a family flavor in this game. So. You know, I don't mind putting my son in this place.
You are so hoping to get a home game in this because you're a 5 seed, but the mileage is too much, right?
Well, we needed to have 3 things happen, and only 2 of them happened. And if we would have had all 3 happen, we would have probably had a home game against Bridgeport, but only 2 of them happened. So I actually didn't think that Humphrey was in the picture of the realm, but we jumped a little higher than I thought we were going to because a couple teams that I didn't think we were going to lose lost. You know, we're in a playoff game, and we got a chance to extend our season and maybe take a trip to Lincoln.
What about the rest of the district finals, looking at everything? Did everything kind of pan out?
Well, you know, I didn't think Howells Dodge got upset by Bancroft Rosalie. And you know, I think Howells Dodge is a very athletic team. North Platte, St. Pat's, you know, they're gonna play Boyd County, which was upset Ainsworth last night. In a very well-coached game. Kudos to Coach Carlson, probably one of the top 5 winningest coaches in the state of Nebraska.
You know some people up there, don't you?
I do. That was my old stomping grounds up there, and we spent a lot of time together. So, and then Maywood has Loomis, so they get a home game. And I was hoping we would. Howells Dodge goes to Bridgeport. I don't know where they're playing at. And Bancroft Rosalie has Ansley. I thought that could have been a realm of possibility for us, and I thought we could have maybe played matched up with Layton too, and that would have been a home game. So, but Layton and Meade play each other, and we're familiar with that. I thought we were going to get some familiar foes, but it's always nice to play someone different.
Only, if I looked at right, only 3 of the district finals are at host schools. The rest are, the mileage is so much you got to play them in neutral sites.
Well, right. I'm just talking with Bob about that. I mean, in football, we go to the home sites. In Class A and B, they go to the home sites, where McCook has to travel to York, for example. I don't know why we don't do that, at least for the district round, mm-hmm. for basketball.
Something to bring up.
It might be. I might be on that rules committee, so I might bring that up.
Exactly right.